give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. On Tuesday, we shared some revelations about Nigeria. I hope that you are praying. Continue to pray. Don't stop praying. Don't let trouble get to your doorsteps and you get gripped with fear before you begin to shout, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You begin to shout the Jesus now. Are you following me? See, when you're praying for something, even if it comes, you are more prepared than somebody who didn't know and didn't pray. Are you following me? Praise the Lord. Okay. Incidentally, today we're going to begin to take some teachings on fear itself. Fear. Because fear is a very potent weapon of the devil against people. And I did not say against God's people. I said against people. Whether they are God's people or whether they are not God's people. The devil will move with fear towards you. He wants you to be afraid. He wants you to be scared. Once he can get you scared enough, he can begin to do other things. Are you following me? Praise the Lord. He can begin to do other things. But if you stand strong, not afraid, he will have a difficult time getting to you. Hallelujah. We are going to look at fear for the next few weeks because there is a lot to say about fear. We'll start by looking at the Bible. Then we'll start by looking at the state of the minds of people today. There are lots of areas of fear today which were never expressed in the Bible. Because the world is getting more complex, the devil is getting more desperate. And people are getting weaker and weaker in their relationship with God. So things that they ought to rule over begin to rule over them. Are you following me now? Okay. So we're going to carefully just proceed. We will discuss these things freely. And by the grace of God, at the end of it, we are going to learn to stand strong against fear. There is nobody who doesn't at one time or the other have fear for something. Do you follow me? Fear itself is basically inbuilt towards some things. But why it became so inbuilt, we are going to see. Because basically, when God made you, he did not put fear in you. For God, everybody said, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. That is what God gave to us, not the spirit of fear. And there is something actually called the spirit of fear. We will touch on that spirit soon. But when God made man, he made man a ruler. A ruler over the totality of what he created. And if you're a leader in your place of work, you are the president of this country and you are afraid of one minister, that minister will show you shege if he knows. Are you following me now? If he knows that you fear him, then you will see what he will do to you. If you are the director of an establishment and you really fear a messenger and he knows that you fear him, are you following me now? You will see what he will be doing. He will break every law. Eh? He knows that you cannot ask him. Maybe his father is your juju man. Are you following me now? Everybody cannot come late. He can come late because his father is your juju man. And you are going to fear him, believing that himself is something. Fear is a terrible thing. We must not live in fear. We were doing Bible study at the church yesterday evening. We got into talking about something that goes in this direction. And I shared with them what somebody told me. Somebody who was supposedly born again, a minister, who told me, I have to come and talk to you. I'd not seen the person for quite some time. The person said, I have to come and talk to you. I said, okay. You know the programs at the Miracle Center. Come. And the person said, I have a lot to confess. I said, okay. Said, you will not believe what I have done. Said, I have had berry all over my head, incisions. I could not believe my... She was right. I couldn't believe my ears. Because of what? Fear? fear. You are afraid to die. Believe it or not, you will die.
Then what is it?
Will you not die? Who will not die?
I might as well die now, rather than go to one Babalawo.
Eh? No, you see, if a lot of us can think, look at your Babalawo, go there, go to his room, look at everything around him, you will see symbols of hell. What can he do to help you? What is the fellowship between light and darkness? What is the communion between light and darkness? Are you following me? Years ago, we were at Zion Baptist Church, the prayer ministry. We went to Afemai Delta area on a crusade. They put us with the leaders of the church. We stayed in the house of one of the... They didn't have a pastor. They had a pulpit committee. We stayed in the house of one of the members of the committee. But before we left, the Lord had revealed in the revelation, I said, somebody go in and bring some juju out. You follow me now. And submitted. The man in whose house we stayed, the wife was under some kind of affliction. It was terrible. It was her tongue. She looked awful. And she was a very nice lady. She really took care of us. But all of us, we could see that she was in trouble. So the last day that we were spent there, the husband was not at home. God is so beautiful, you know. The husband was not at home. We were ready to pray. So we prayed and we prayed. Then I called the woman. I said, come. I said, we want to pray for you before we go. You are under serious affliction. And we put her in the middle and we prayed. And by the grace of God, instantly, she was delivered. Instantly. They tongue everything. Instantly. She was too excited. She ran into the house. She carried one oru. She brought it out. One pot. About two or three different things they had done for them. She brought them out. The things that she was using. Satan does not cast out Satan. Satan does not cast out Satan. She brought them out. Then I called one member of the group. I said, take these things. Go and destroy them. Then the spirit prompted me, don't. And I knew it was because of the husband. So I said, don't. Just leave them. Then they left them. Shortly after that, the husband came. When the husband came, he entered the house. He saw the things. He was surprised. He got angry. And I called the wife. Madam, come. She came. Are you still sick? She said, no. How is your tongue? She said, fine. Madam, do you still need these things? She said, no. These things should be destroyed, sir. The husband said, no, I don't want to destroy them. The Holy Spirit is beautiful. See, we would have destroyed them and left, and then he would begin to quarrel with the wife.
Yeah.
And God doesn't want to disrupt your home. After all, the woman was justified on her own. Are you following me now? Haven't believed that. The man said, I don't even mind if you destroy this one and this one. He said, but this one is very expensive. Can you believe that? He said, this one is very expensive. I said, it is very expensive, but has it helped? Madam, this expensive one, has it helped you? The woman said, no. Are you still sick? She said, no. The husband said, no way. So we left him with his janta manta, you know? We left him with it, we left. What are you afraid of? People go to church, when you get to their houses, they have things under the bed. They have things on the roof. You are your own problem. You use the devil as your bodyguard. You have missed it. You have missed it completely. In the day that his master will tell him to slay you, he will slay you. He will obey his master. I tell Christians when I go to minister in some churches, I said, it is ridiculous to see that in a church you will use a Muslim as your megad. It is a spiritual error. We might as well just say, Father, thank you for your angels on guard. And we leave nobody else there. And if thieves will come, let them steal and go. But to put somebody who is contrary to your faith, as the watchman in your church premises is a bad spiritual error. In the day of battle, he will obey his master. What he makes from you is money, but he has a spiritual master. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tried to call out something about fear. I'll just read a little. There's a lot about fear. Trying to get some kind of definition. This is the Webster's Dictionary. He calls fear a painful emotion. Emotion is feeling, okay? A painful emotion or passion excited by an expectation of evil or the apprehension of impending danger. Fear expresses less apprehension than dread, and dread less than terror and fright. The force of this passion, beginning with the most moderate degree, may be thus expressed as fear lesser than dread, dread lesser than terror, terror lesser than fright. Are you following me now? Okay. Fear is accompanied with a desire to avoid or ward off the expected evil. Fear is an uneasiness of mind upon the thought of future evil likely to befall us. And what is future? 1 minute from now is in the future. Are you following me now? Now, look, let me give you this example. You are in the house alone. Okay? You are in the house alone. The wind is blowing. And it is in the night. You are sleeping. And one window is making bam, bam, bam on your bed. It may be a thief. Is there a thief?
No.
But you have created one, haven't you? Okay. So you now, it is becoming real. Your heart is palpitating. Boop. Boop. You are suspecting maybe it's a window, but you can't get up just in case it's not a window. And you may not sleep all night because you think that some evil is coming where there was no evil. I was chatting with Esther and the girls about 2 weeks ago. She has talked about it. No, I'm talking about me and not them. I know when I traveled, they were getting scared all the time. But I think about 2 weeks ago, I was telling you girls, I didn't want to tell them so that they would not be afraid. But what we studied for family altar that morning had to do with it. So I said, okay, I did not want to tell you this thing, but I will tell you now because of what we have discussed. You should be stronger now. You should be able to hear this now. I hope you follow me. See, that night, just overnight, my telephone rang. And I opened my eyes, I picked it up. Hello? And the person said, Bade is my middle name. There are very few people in this town that ever call me Bade. I hope you follow my point. The person said, Bade, Ejibani is Elima Kwemi Be. Yeah, you may call me Bade now, you know. The person said, Bade, one bela roundo. Ya murao. And that was all. Click off. Which meant, hey, be careful. There are armed robbers around. Get ready. I laid on my bed. In our area, there are sounds. There are sounds, there are sounds, there are sounds. And there are dogs. Everything was going on. I was hearing some sounds. We have dogs that are not farm. I hope you follow me. So I got up. I was going to go and check those doors. I got to my own door to open it. I said, wait a minute. Do I need to go? If there are thieves, so what? I went back. I told the guys, I just went back, laid on my bed, and I slept. Give Jesus a clap of it. I just went back to my bed. You see, sometimes we don't think of the goodness of the Lord in our lives. I have shared with you before, but I know some people here have never heard it. I won't tell a long story. The day that two armed robbers held me and my two children at gunpoint to steal our vehicle. And this man finally said, "You're a man of God. I cannot touch you. I cannot hurt you. Because the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm." The devil knows the scriptures. But thank God he applied it correctly that day. And like I told you, the Lord had told me in the morning, "You may lose one of the children today." And in the evening, this happened. But the point is this: the Lord God Almighty protected us. That was 2002. I did not lose a child anymore. I lost the vehicle. Glory to God. Take the ransom, a vehicle. But my children went home in peace. Give Jesus a clap of praise. Hallelujah. If you ever allow fear to besiege you, believe me, you can go through torment for nothing. For nothing. Let me ask, when did fear come into man? When? In the Garden of Eden, the first mention of fear. I was afraid. Why was he afraid? Sin. He disobeyed God. You see, the philosophies, when you read about fear, they will say that fear is the thing that causes people to worship a God. Because they think they need protection. Do you follow me now?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, that is philosophy. Let me give you the spiritual. In one of the books that I have written, not published yet, I was writing on the priesthood of Jesus Christ. And I said in the book, the worship of God does not have to have any basis other than that God is God. Do you follow me? So people say that you worship God because of fear. But before Adam ever sinned and fear came into his life, do you think that he did not worship God? He had to worship God now. Look, the Almighty is coming to visit him. Are you following me? The Almighty is coming to visit you. Will you not worship? Will you not worship His Majesty? Will you not worship Him for the heavens of heavens, all the things that He made in the earth? Will you not worship Him for the vast oceans of the earth, and the rivers and lakes, the mountains, the valleys, everything? Your worship, you don't have to be fearful to worship God. You have to appreciate Him, admire Him, adore Him. Are you with me? We're not worshiping God because of fear. We're worshiping Him because He is God. So philosophy doesn't pass very much in a test of the Word of God. And that's why the Bible says, be careful that nobody spoils you with philosophy. Huh? After the rudiments of this world, I can think. But not after Christ. Hallelujah. But since man decided to sin against God, fear came in. And when fear came in, he did not worship, he ran away. He ran away. Rather than worship, he ran away. Let me tell you, a lot of people who cannot come here, who will not go to church, but will go to idol worshippers and babalawos. Do you know what is wrong with them? Fear. Are you following me?
Yes.
Let me share this with you. There was a man. Like I said, you are so fearful, you go die anyway. The man is dead now. A medical doctor, British trained, so fearful, we will look at the fear of man very soon, so fearful for his life. All the money that he ever earned, he used to make juju to protect himself. Protection. He was working for protection. He went to Saudi Arabia, all of the money that he made, protection. He will come back home. He will give money to native doctors. They will do nonsense for him. He will just feed in them. He left Saudi Arabia. He went back to Britain. All the money that he was moved, at intervals, he will travel back to Nigeria and go to his medicine men. They will do things for him. Then he will go back. thousands of pounds. Then one time he came to Nigeria, and his cousin told me that he had come again, though he was in Lagos making juju around for protection. And a few weeks after he went back, he died. Okay. See, there is this Yoruba song that says, "Kutoka wo mimo beru ki won sori jinu." That the people of God should not be so fearful that they make themselves hopeless. There is a positive side of fear, the way that it is used, especially in the Old Testament. For example, when the Bible says you should fear the Lord, it is not that you should have a dreadful fear for God. It is that you should respect God. Because fear hath torment, but true love has no torment. Do you follow me? That you should respect God. But what we are considering now is the dreadful fear. The one that makes you put yourself under punishment, even where there is none. Sometimes there is something that is causing fear. Sometimes there is nothing. Hallelujah. So what I want to do now, let us look at some things that have to do with fear. Incidentally, in the Bible, the things that cause dreadful fear, God will always say to you, "Fear not." Are you following me? He will say to you, "Fear not." I tell people, even if you are going to die the next minute, God will never say, "Ikudeo, bereziberuo." Do you follow me now? God will never tell you to be fearful. Even if you're going to die the next minute, He will tell you, "Fear not." That is what He will say. "I am with you." He will not say, "I am no longer," unless you are just somebody who lives in iniquity. If you are His own, the Lord will tell you, "Fear not. I am with you. I will uphold you." All of those statements do not mean that you are not going to die. Are you following me? It just means that He is with you. In any case, until eternity. Hallelujah. Okay. Listen. The fear of man. Genesis 15:1. Father Abraham. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." What was Father Abraham afraid of?
He has sinned against God.
You know, he was afraid of the people of the land where he was. He was in a strange land. In those days, when you are in a strange land, you never know what they're going to do to you. That is why God said, "I am your shield." Do you follow me now?
Yes.
Okay. The shield is that which protects you from the enemy. That's why He said, "I am your shield. I will protect you. Don't fear the people." Hallelujah. "And I am your exceeding great reward." That reward is what has to do with the blessing. Are you following me now? Reward for what? For obedience. I told you to move and you moved. So you are here. "I will protect you from the people of the land, and you will get the reward of obedience." Tell the one who is sitting by you, "Fear not. Fear not. The Lord is your shield, and He is your exceeding great reward." Amen. Now, listen to Jesus here. Luke 12:4. "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do." Verse 5. "But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him." Hallelujah. So you fear human beings so much that the fear of God does not show up in you anymore. You know, I find this very common among the Muslims. They fear human beings. They may want to accept the Lord, but they are going to look to the right and the left. They are going to look at who is watching them. Do you follow me? They are going to think of who will begin to punish them. They will whisper to us in many places. They will say, "We will come. Just continue. We will come. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, we will come. But it is better to fear God, not man. It is admitted by Jesus. They may kill you. He didn't deny it. He says, well, that is all they can do. Kill your body. They cannot kill your soul and your spirit. Hallelujah. They cannot kill your soul and spirit. Now, remember Father Abraham. He was going into Egypt. And he was afraid for what?
Because of his wife.
Afraid for what?
About the king.
Afraid for his life. For his life. Because of what? Because of his wife. I'm a teacher. You don't answer questions correctly. Because of his beautiful wife. That what may happen? That the Egyptians may want to take his wife and then kill him. The fear of death. The fear of death. And here was Abraham, the friend of God. Are you with me?
Yes.
Abraham, the very friend of God, who knew that God was with him, to whom God was talking. Now he looked at the Egyptians and he feared them. And he compromised his wife. Are you following me? And the Bible said, the Pharaoh saw the woman. The mama was beautiful. At her age, at that time, she was something else. In all of Egypt, the Pharaoh saw her and said, ah. Wow. Bring the woman. It wasn't the Pharaoh who started. The people saw her and went to tell the, hey, one woman don't enter town. They went to tell the Pharaoh, you say you have beautiful wives, come and see this mama. You follow me now? So the Pharaoh took her, kept her. God prevented him. But I tell people, believe you me, if you would know what was going on in Father Abraham's bedroom when he laid on his own bed at night, one half cold, and knowing that the woman was in the palace, and he did not know what was going on with the woman, he was undergoing torment on his own bed. Are you following me now?
Yes.
No way. He was paying for not trusting God.
Yes.
He was undergoing torment on his own bed. Hey, Yahoo, Mio.
Oh, yes.
In somebody else's house. And you know that he didn't bring her in like a father. Like, hey, come. You know why he took her in. So when we don't trust God, we pay. And it happened to him more than once. Remember Abimelech? He did it. But God prevented him again. And guess what? Isaac. He did it too. The fear of death. Look, people fear death so much, they fear death until the cuckoo die. Don't you see in the Bible? People who say, if I die, I die. They don't die. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What could be more scary than to know that this king has the power to throw you into that fire, and he would throw you into that fire, and you refuse to bow? And look, we know that our God has the power. Look, when you stand and boast about God, God is happy with you.
Yes.
We know that our God has the power to deliver us, but if he will not, because let me tell you, it is not everything that God can do that he does. Are you with me? Can do is different from will do. They did not say he will deliver us. They said he has the power to deliver us, and if he will not, we are ready to die in your fire. Now, let me tell you something. The Bible said that they took them, they bound them, they had strong men take them, go throw them into the fire. The fire consumed the men that took them there. They were thrown into the fire, and then the Son of Man appeared among them. And the fire did not consume them, but the fire was so hot that the people who went close and threw them in were consumed. But then the Bible said, when Nebuchadnezzar saw them, he told the people, we threw three people into the fire, but here is a fourth person, like the Son of Man. He was so curious. The Bible said he got up and he went to the edge of the fire. Go and read again. And God made sure that the fire did not consume him. He went to the edge of the fire. Eh? And the fire did not consume him, but consumed the others. You're blessed.
Who told Pharaoh, Nebuchadnezzar, the semblance and the personality of the Son of Man?
Well, he saw the figure of a man. You follow me now? He saw the figure of a man. So he knew he was not a man, but he looked like a man, Son of Man. He saw the Christ there. You know that this is the... Thank you. You know that this is basically the figure of God. He made you in his image, his resemblance. So when God came to be with us, he did not come looking like a dog. He did not come looking like a cow, a lion, a gorilla. He came looking like this. And if God opens your eyes, you see Jesus. Basically, he will look like this. The differences that you will see are the differences between the physical and the spiritual. I hope you follow me now. Okay. Remember Esther? Esther the queen? There she sits. She said, it is wrong for me to go in unto the king if he did not send for me. But what is it? If I die. I die? Just pray for me and fast. I will do that which must not be done. And if I die, I die. These days, we don't want to die. A Christian must love to go. The only thing that should be keeping you here is that you want your life to serve in the vineyard of the Lord. Because you know how dear it is to the heart of the Lord that you win souls on earth. It is the work that you are doing for him that should be so important to you that you want to hang around. I hope you follow me.
Yes.
Because he loves that you do this work. The Apostle Paul said it. He said, I'm confused. I don't know whether to be here or to go. He said, but my being here is profitable for all of you, for the gospel. That's the only thing I am living for. Otherwise, I would rather go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the fear of death should be removed from us completely. Mother Rachel, when she was in labor, the woman who was delivering for her said, fear not, don't be afraid. You will deliver this one also. I hope you follow my point. She didn't say you will not die. She didn't say you will not die. She said you will deliver this one. That was what she said. Go back and read. Praise the Lord. So she delivered and she died. Let me tell you, nobody sitting here knows the day that he will go. Nobody sitting here knows how he or she will go. Do you follow me? What is important is to put your trust in God. Look, I say it when I minister. As for the devil, rule him out of my death. Rule him out. He cannot do anything about me. You know why? I am not his servant. He has no authority over me. I don't serve him. Yaradua, the president of this country, cannot come to my church, praise assembly, and tell one of my pastors, I am going to transfer you to the village, Kotobe. He has no authority over that small church, which is inside Nigeria, where he is president. In the spirit world, they know their rights. It is when you don't know your rights that they cheat you. Are you following me now?
Yes.
It's when you don't know your right that they cheat you. But if you know your right is your argument in the spirit world. Your spiritual right is your argument. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil didn't send me here. Did he send you here?
No.
How can he send me away?
No.
He cannot send me away. He didn't send me here. So why must I be afraid? The day that I go, it is my God. And if it is my God, I don't care how you pray, I'll go. Abiota. If my God is calling me home, then let the whole world pray. Father, don't listen to them. If it is your perfect will, take me. Hallelujah. Fear is a terrible pain. And God didn't make us for that. I remember years ago, we went to Isanlu to do, we used to have crusades in Isanlu those days, Isanlu brethren. Whether at the end of the year or early in the year, they will invite us, we'll go. Isanlu Makutu. But you know, all of the Isanlus around, they will come. Okay. We'll have evening crusades, then in the morning, we'll gather people at the CAC church across from the field, and we'll minister to people. Then the last day, actually, we were ready to leave. We had finished. We were ready to leave. Then this couple drove down. Then they said they wanted to see me. They knew me in Ilani, actually. They said they wanted to see me. Then they sat down. Then the man and the wife, they said they have a problem. They came from Mopa, quickly from Mopa. They said at night, there is this tree by their house. And these birds will be flying and crying. Wah, wah, wah. They wanted me to do something. And I said, no, you are going to do something. Praise the Lord. I said, you are going to do something. I am not going to come to your house to sleep. He said, we pray all night. I said, why do you pray all night? Why? Why will I pray all night?
Fear.
Fear. You said it, you didn't believe it. You said it again, you didn't believe it. Do you follow me now?
Yeah.
So you stayed awake saying it and saying it and saying it. What Jesus called the prayer of the heathen. If a bird is crying by my house, if I care at all to say anything, do you follow me now? If I care at all to say anything, if I feel that it's definitely evil, if I say, you, if you are of the, I will give it a condition just in case I am wrong. If you are of the Lord, go in peace. But if you are not, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The next thing I will do is lay on my bed and sleep. Why will I pray all night? What for? You have to believe what you have said. You are the first person to believe it. Fear. Years ago, we were still in the university quarters, quarter 67. For about 3 days, one bird was in our garage at night. I didn't bother. You follow my point? My wife didn't bother. But one day, my wife said, hey, listen, this thing that cries every night, I am not afraid of it. But I don't want to hear the sound again. You know, some things are just irritating anyway. She said, so do something about it. I'm not afraid, but I don't want to hear that sound again. So I got up and I told the thing, if you are of the Lord, go in peace. If you are not, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Perish. Believe me, that bird did not make one more sound until the year that we left that house. It was firm.
End of it.
Not another sound. Give Jesus a clap of it. Hallelujah. That was it. Shall we live in fear? Do you follow me now? This bird, every night, we pray, the thing knows that you're scared. Don't you know that the devil can feel that you are afraid? Are you following me now? He can feel it. If somebody is afraid of you, you can tell too. Do you follow me now? Tell the one who's sitting by you, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Glory to God. I will stop here today. Let's take a few minutes and ask questions. There are 5 minutes so that we can close. Anybody have a comment or question? We'll stop here for today. Hallelujah. Louder, please. Get. Will that work? Now, listen to her question. Listen to her question. She said, please. She said, did I say that you are just worrying yourself by praying all night, all the time? No. Yeah, if you are just doing vigils, I was not talking about that. I was talking about a situation where something is making you afraid and you say, I am going to pray. Sometimes you even tell yourself before you start, we are going to pray all you have decided. Praise the Lord. You have decided to pray all. And you know what? Even if that devil was going to go in 1 minute, when you said, my goodness, this thing, we are going to pray all night, the thing will say, thank God. They will give me until morning. Because they hear you. They hear you now. Listen, I have seen some people casting out demons. And the minister will say, you demon, I have plenty of time to. I said, no. Don't say that. The demon will say, thank God. They are ready to stay for a long time. You don't say that. Don't tell the demon you have plenty of time to spend with him today. Ah, the demon will be happy. So I don't have to go out now. Are you following me?
Yeah.
It means, yeah, thank God. I don't have to go now. They will stay for a long time. They can hear you. That is why you are commanding them. They hear you. You ask some of the ministers, when I'm ministering to somebody, I tell a demon, I give you 5 seconds. 5 seconds, your time is over. 3 seconds remaining. 2, 1, your time is up. Devil, out. All day, God help me. I have other things to do. Praise the Lord. Okay, any other question now? Anybody? Question, comment. Mama Maria, 1 minute. Then somebody over there. Okay. Hallelujah. Well, she has just expressed the desire and prayed that God will give us the grace to be able to trust in Him and have faith in Him so that fear does not rule our hearts. Amen. Yes, sir.
One of the things that we least know that is our greatest weapon is the mercy of God. When the mercy of God locates you, there was an issue tormenting a group of people, and God put in our mind few collections, let us face this matter, not because we are afraid of this issue. Why? Because we want God's name not to be brought down. You see, when we pray, I just said something some few moments ago, it is that the fact that we do not understand, we hear but we don't want to understand what Jesus said. When you pray, believing. You see, when people come to Miracle Center here and they say we are healed, what is responsible? We are waking up your faith level. We are stoking your faith level. And not anything. This man standing is not a magician. Baba is not a magician. Kosento, where do you know one? But when you bring the tea and you are palpitating, you say, cool it down. Do you know that God can? He says, then it is finished. Look, I was prescribed for peptic ulcer. Sorry. And before then, I had torment. The day I went to hospital and it was finally said peptic ulcer, I came and said, Baba Jolori, I've said this testimony too many times. He said, are you back? I said, yes, sir. What did they say? I said, peptic ulcer. This old man began to laugh. Baba, oh, Bantimo Winnie. One peptic ulcer. The man laughed the more. I was very annoyed. Baba, oh, kill of this, yeah, oh, Banti. When you want Sonny, he only, oh, no, familiar, you want Sonny. Kill him once. Kill him once, I suppose, pay all right if one left immediately. Hello? Then he don't know to me that when they said peptic ulcer, I was coming home with it. Money, I rejected. He said, this is what you should have told them. Hello? There and then, Baba said, because you have said the matter, it's all over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Congratulations. What do you have? I say, sound head. They gave me drugs that I did not eat till today and tomorrow. Today I eat pepper, I eat anything. It's easy. It's
easy. Hallelujah. Fear not. We will talk about the fear of sickness along the line. We are going to spend some time.
Yeah.
You fear sickness so much you fall sick. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
We will talk about it. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is two ways by which we can attack fear. And it's basically our own responsibility. Sir, I discovered that there's a lot of things in the scripture that are our responsibility.
Of course.
Many times we want to throw it to God. We don't have time to go into that now. And at times we want to throw it on the pastor, on Baba Adolore, Dr. Ola, who else. And yet it is our responsibility to handle it. And there are certain things, if you don't do it, it will never be done. You only live a life of pain and wahala. Because the subject of fear is very, very fundamental. And I said there are two ways. There are a natural way of facing fear. And there's a spiritual, biblical way by which we can also face fear. So I tried the two, and it worked for me. When I was a small boy, and many of us must have experienced it, there are some of these huge boys who we call them bullies. They are bullies. Without doing anything, they will just come and harass you. We'll be giving money after buying something. He will just come and say, do like this. Buy. And because we are afraid, we will hand it over to him. And for life, for a very long time, the kept person in our life disturbing us and that. But the very day we stood up and said, who are you? That was the day we are free. We become free from them. So fear, once you are running away from fear, it will be wahala. You have to face whatever is making you to be afraid. You have to learn to face it and deal with it, squally, and deal with it. That's the natural way. Then the spiritual way, fear as it were, is the true side, is the other side of a coin. The other side is faith. The other side of the coin is faith. The other side is fear. And God knows that we need faith to live in order to conquer fear. That's why Bible keeps saying, if you look at the Bible, it's repeated in several ways, the just shall live by faith. If I ever like this other one in the Old Testament, it said, the just shall live by his faith, not the faith of the pastor. Many of us will be running to prophets, sir. We want to live by the faith of the prophet. We want to live by the faith of every other person. And it is your own faith. That woman, with issue of blood, he came out of every daughter and said, if I, shall touch the hem of the garment. I shall be. So until the emphasis shifted from every other people she was running to and shifted on herself, nothing really worked. So the emphasis must also shift from every other places we are running to and on ourselves. When we begin, that's why I said the Bible gives us the weapon of, the spiritual weapon for the spiritual warfare. You know, it said the shield of faith. He said, with which he shall be able to quench all the fiery darts. That fiery dart is fair, it's nothing more. Because if you are talking of quenching, you know, some of you me that have been banned. Opposite any homie. So when the Bible is talking of quenching, it means that it can only power fiery that here. So faith don't fire that here, and that firing that is fair. And it is our responsibility to apply it. If we don't apply it, it won't work. No amount of prayer will work. It is, we have to apply faith.
We must understand that there's a difference between fear and faith. Excuse me, between prayer and faith. There are people who pray, no faith. Are you following me?
Yes.
They will pray and they don't back it up with faith. There are people who may not even pray. They have the time they pray, but they don't pray on every issue. They will just talk. In the day that Joshua stood before the Lord and before Israel, the Bible did not say, and he prayed. Mm-mm. The Bible said, Joshua just said, you son,
stop.
I have a job to do. Stay there, don't set. And you moon over the valley of Ajalon. You remain there until I have finished my job.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, the sun stood there, and the moon stood there. And there had never been any time when man exercised such authority over nature. And he didn't pray. He just talked. Do you follow me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes we are praying when we should not be praying. Let me share this with you. I'll close. Years ago, we were at Zion. There was a lady in our church. Her sister was sick. Apparently, it looked like she was bewitched. I came to the church for evening meetings, and somebody just told me, Mrs. Such and Such has a sister who has not been well for about 3 days now. Apparently, she had been lying there for about 3 days unconscious. So I called two members of our prayer group and we went there. They told me the deacons had been there to pray, people had been there to pray, so we got there. When we got there, at the porch in front, the sister, our member, was there, praying and pacing and crying. You follow me? Just praying and crying. So we got there, and I said, Madam, stop crying. Let's give this to Jesus, come on. Then she followed me. Then I saw a lot of people surrounded. Thank God for people who pray. A lot of people surrounded her praying. So I called the lady, our member. I said, please tell the people that we appreciate them, but they should please go out. That was what I was led in the spirit to do. And it is good to obey, and I don't do it all the time. I hope you follow me now. It is not routine. So she stopped the people and she appealed to them. Actually, what happened when I first got there, I said, in Jesus' name we pray. Then everybody said, amen. Then they stopped. Then I appealed to the lady to please tell them to go. So she appealed to them and everybody left. And I said, what is the problem? And she said she had been like that for 3 days, and we have prayed. And I thought, 3 days? God is not wicked, and he is not deaf. Do you follow me? 3 days? I just said, lady, in Jesus' name, open your eyes and get up. She just opened her eyes and she sat up on her butt. I can tell you the lady's name. She's not in the learning now, but there are people who still know her in the learning. If Sister Mary was there, she would remember. She just opened her eyes and she sat, and I said, give her something to eat. And they brought her a car. She carried it. But 3 days, she just got everything and she bounced up on her feet. That was it. Give Jesus a big clap offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a difference between prayer and faith.
Yes.
God is waiting for you to give an order. Do you follow me now?
Yes.
You are not giving the order. You are just praying. When Jesus was raising up Lazarus, he didn't pray. The only thing is, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. He's not praying. Let him wake up. Let him wake up. He just, Lazarus, come forth. That was an order. A command. The centurion said, just say the word. I am also a man under authority. I tell this one, go and do this, and he goes to do it. And I tell that one, do this, and he goes to do it. The centurion understood what order was about. And the command. Let's stop here today. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads and begin to pray. Everybody just give thanks to God today. The Lord is good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. There is none like him. See what God has done for us. See what grace, what love God has lavished upon us. That we sitting here should have such awesome power through Jesus Christ. That we should be in control of the totality of the universe through his name. To decree a thing, and it shall be established. Give thanks to God that he has counted you in among his people. And say unto the Lord, I shall fear no evil, because you are with me. You are ever with me. You will never fail me, never leave me, never forsake me. I believe in you. I believe in you. I trust in you. You are my God, my Father, my Shepherd. What can man do to me? What can darkness do to light? Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Is there anybody among us today you want to give your life to Jesus? You want to say, I want to give my life to Jesus. Please raise up your hand. I want to pray with you. Anybody here? God bless you. Any others? I want to give. I'm not talking about going to church. I'm talking about being thoroughly born again. Raise up your hand now. Going to church is one thing. The devil does too. But I'm talking about being really born again. Just raise up your hand. Any others? Any others? I want to pray. Any others? God bless you, son. Any others? Most righteous Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who guides us to understand your word and to bless your holy name. Because without him, we will not even know how to speak to glorify you. You have done awesome things in our lives, and we appreciate you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for salvation today. For your daughter who raised up her hand, and for the young man who raised up his hand. Father, let their lives never be the same again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for all the activities today. We know that you are here. Your Holy Spirit will move in a mighty way.
Amen.
Jesus will be glorified.
Amen.
There will be speedy deliverances. Nobody will go home the same.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Give Jesus a clap offering again. Hallelujah. Amen.